not necessary. It is something that has been threatening and hovering over the port for several months. And I will speak out and say that it is a result of the present leadership of Local 333, which is the largest longshore local, and who really doesn't care about the future of the Port of Baltimore and the stability for his men. I am surprised and disappointed that the national president, as I understand it, authorized this strike, because I know that if our dear friend Richie Hughes was still alive, Richie would never have authorized it. It's harmful to the port, very harmful, because one of the reasons that the Port of Baltimore has been able to gain the cargo it has and the business it has and has managed to grow forward is because we have labor stability. That now has been knocked in the woods. And I don't think that the present leadership in Local 333 understands the importance of labor stability.
Might there be a chance for expedited talks in the next day or two? How hopeful are you of that?
Well, I would hope that would happen. I have not heard today that it is going to happen.
What effect does the government shutdown have on this strike here at the Port of Baltimore?
Well, it could have the effect that the Federal Mediation Service is not working right now, and therefore we don't have the assistance of the federal mediators to resolve this dispute. And the other federal agencies also are on the out because nobody's working. Unfortunately, it's a bad time.